Dennis, D-E-N-N-I-S, Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, 10-20-57. Mr. Kelly is a 67-year-old gentleman from Houston, Texas. Children, single, no children. He used to do air conditioning and used to drive a truck. He has extensive history of ETOH and tobacco use in the past period. As a matter of fact, his ETOH use caused him to have severe stomach ulcers and required stomach surgery some time ago because of the acute bleeding period. He suffers from coronary artery disease, seizure disorder, recently had a right-sided busted eardrum, degenerative disc disease, DJD, and back pain, period. Surgery, had ear surgery, stomach surgery for ulcers, knee surgery on the right side, allergy, non-social. As above, he continues to smoke. He continues to drink from time to time. He lives in a group home, does not have a provider. He has lost about 20 pounds. He's weak. He's short of breath at all times. He's using his nebulizer about 4 to 6 times a day. He's using oxygen on a regular basis now. He's in pain and just quite miserable, period. Allergy, none. Hospitalization was a few months ago when he was in the hospital with respiratory failure. He almost ended up on the machine, in quotation, but last minute he was able to recover and he almost died. He does not want to go back and forth to the hospital. He wants to be cared for at home. What he cares about is controlling his pain and helping them breathe. Medication includes albuterol nebulizer or 2 at 2 liters at all times, Lasix 40 milligram a day, Zoloft 100 milligram a day, Trazodone 100 milligram a day, Soma 350 3 times a day, Talon number 3 to control his back pain and degenerative disc disease, which is not helping, as well as Flonase and inhaler for his breathing, period. He also has a history of right-sided heart failure with pedal edema, JVD, right-sided heart failure related to his pulmonary hypertension, most likely related to his severe COPD. He's lost about 20 pounds. He has a walker that he's supposed to use, but he's too weak to use. He's bed chair-bound most of the time till someone helps him in bed. He has severe debility. He's severely debilitated. He does wear a diaper when he remembers, but he loses bladder control on a regular basis. He has not lost bowel control, but he says he's very close to it. He has edema in the lower extremity and related to his end-stage lung disease, ADL dependency, anxiety, depression, and symptoms of dementia and sundowners, period. Blood pressure is 170 over 90 because of increased pain at this time. Pulse is 120 or 2 sets. 92% on 2 liters, respiratory rate is 24. Heart positive, swan positive, stood, tachycardic, lungs ronco and roused bilaterally, abdomen soft, neck shows positive JVD, skin shows no rash, lower extremities shows 1 plus pedal edema, neurological movement all 4 extremities with no focal neurological deficit. Assessment, 67-year-old gentleman with ETOH abuse and tobacco abuse in the past period. In the paragraph, he now suffers from end-stage COPD with tachycardia, pulmonary hypertension, pedal edema, period. He's on Lasix to help with his fluid retention related to right-sided heart failure, which is only helping partially, period. He's O2 dependent. He uses his nebulizer at all times, period. He's in pain. Because of his pain, his blood pressure is increased, period. He has mild sundowner syndrome and dementia, period. His caretaker tells me that at night he becomes very confused, much more than during the day, period. He also has degenerative disc disease causing his severe back pain, recent history of right-sided busted eardrum, which he required surgery for, and coronary artery disease, period. Any paragraph is put in there somewhere, immunization up to date since last hospitalization. Come back to assessment. He has issues with bladder incontinence, ADL dependency, tachycardia, shortness of breath, and has requested no further hospitalization and no further transfer back and forth to the hospital because they almost killed him, in quotation, killed me, in quotation, in the last hospitalization, period. He wants to be kept comfortable. He wants to continue to drink as he pleases and smoke his cigarettes when it becomes impossible for him to get out to smoke. He knows that with oxygen on board, he can catch his face on fire, as it has happened many times, but he states that when he goes out, he doesn't take his oxygen with him. Overall prognosis remains very poor for this 67-year-old gentleman who appears much older than stated age, with history of severe COPD, heart disease, right-sided heart failure, pulmonary hypertension, and debility, which has definitely changed with weight loss and poor prognosis. Thank you.